The first thing is, anybody who didn't bring a boombox who'd like to carry one, I have some here, so you can come in and get one of mine.
This is going to be the unsilent night.
We don't know much about it because this is our first time here.
A bunch of crazy people show up with their old rickety boomboxes and get tapes prepared by Phil Klein, I think.
Anybody need a tape or a CD?
We're all gathered around Washington Square Park in New York.
And we make this really beautiful procession to Tompkins Square Park.
And there's like tons of people here.
This seems even bigger than last year already. Last year was almost 1,000.
Okay, is there anybody who still needs a tape?
It's my first time, but I wasn't told too much because they wanted me to have some of the joy of first discovery tonight.
Okay, everybody?
Everybody!
Everybody! In a minute, I'll just say 1, 2, 3, play, and we'll all hit play, and then we'll just, you know, I'll head through the crowd and just sort of follow me, and we'll end up in Tompkins Square in about 45 minutes. So, is everybody ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I hope you have your play button located, and your volume should be most of the way up or all the way up. Okay, here goes. 1, 2, 3, play!
There you go.
I was talking with a friend about Christmas caroling, and this was in 1992, and we were talking about, you know, wouldn't it be great to do something like that in New York, because you rarely see Christmas caroling in New York. And I happened to have all these boomboxes on hand. At the time, I had 2 dozen. And it just popped into my head, like, wait a minute, get the boomboxes Christmas caroling, you know, and...
I don't get to carol very often, so I guess this is one way for us non-musicians out there to produce something nice together.
That first year in 92, I called friends, I recruited friends to do it, and we might have had a crowd of 50 or 60. And at the end of the evening, people said, oh, man, we've got to do this again next year. And I remember actually there was a review of it in the Village Voice where they referred to it as an annual tradition. It's like, well, here we are, 14 years now. Next year will be number 15. And when we're walking along, you know, through the East Village, when I look behind me, the crowd goes, you know, for blocks. I can't see the end of the crowd. No two tape players play the same. And it becomes, you get a certain kind of complexity or counterpoint, if you will.
Boomboxes are imprecise and they fall out of sync. So it becomes this fabulous field of sound.
And so it seems like you're surrounded by these gently pulsing bodies. It's
everywhere, but nowhere in particular.
It's one of those like rare moments where people really stop in the middle of the street because they're trying to figure out what's going on.
We were out eating dinner, and so then we just see this mass of people coming with bells, and it like kind of like transformed what everyone was doing, sort of like stopped and it got out of their car.
Ethnically, I'm a Christian. It's the way I was raised. So, you know, of course I can't avoid that. I don't consider Unsilent Night a religious piece. It's just not. It's a piece of secular music about Christmas. And I suppose ultimately, going back before Christianity, it's an observation of the darkest, longest night of the year.
It's too easy to stay home and get depressed.
Yeah. You gotta get out and get your community.
Somehow, this communal gathering and playing this piece through the streets is something that really sort of helps warm people up a bit.
It brings a smile to people's faces, and it really sort of makes you believe in, you know, people working together.